This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The man charged with killing 8 people in a series of shootings at massage parlors in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia is expected to be arraigned today. Prosecutors are charging 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long of Georgia with 8 counts of murder and 1 count of aggravated assault. He was arrested after the Atlanta area shootings late Tuesday and is being held at the Cherokee County Detention Center. Police said Wednesday they did not yet have a motive for the shootings, in which 6 of the those killed were women of Asian descent. Authorities say when Long was taken into custody, told police the attacks were not racially motivated and that he had issues with sex addiction. The crime wave of fear in the Asian American community, which was already reeling from attacks that have occurred since the start of the coronavirus pandemic a year ago. The virus originated in China. U.S. Secret Service officers arrested a Texas man near the official residence of Vice President Kamala Harris in Washington on Wednesday and charged him with weapons-related offenses. The Secret Service said 31-year-old Paul Mary of San Antonio was detained by its uniformed officers on the street near a government complex that houses the vice president's residence. Washington Metropolitan Police Department said the arrest was sparked by an intelligence bulletin that originated from Texas. The department did not elaborate on the bulletin's content. Police say a rifle and ammunition were recovered from Mary's vehicle. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Tanzanians are observing 14 days of national mourning in honor of President John Magufuli, a prominent COVID-19 skeptic in Africa who died at age 61. His vice president said Wednesday that Magufuli died of heart failure. Magufuli had not been seen in public since the end of February, and top government officials had denied that he was in ill health, even as rumors swirled online that he was sick and possibly incapacitated from illness. According to the Tanzanian constitution, Vice President Hassan will be sworn in as the new president and should serve the remainder of Magufuli's 5-year term, which he began last year. 9 Afghan security forces were killed in a helicopter crash in central Afghanistan late Wednesday. The defense ministry said in a statement they were investigating the crash, which took place in Maidan Wardak province. The dead included crew members and special force personnel. An Air Force source and a provincial official, that is, told Reuters that the helicopter was hit by a rocket while taking off. A top North Korean diplomat acknowledged on Thursday, that the United States recently tried to initiate contact, but blasted the attempts as a cheap trick that would never be answered until Washington drops hostile policies. The diplomat said in a statement that the attempts at contact were made by sending emails and telephone messages, including by a third country. The first formal rejection of tentative approaches by the new administration came as Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting South Korea alongside Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, a first overseas trip by top-level members of Biden's administration. The White House said earlier this month it had reached out to North Korea, but received no response and did not elaborate. The World Health Organization issued a statement Wednesday saying it believes the benefits of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risk and recommends that the vaccinations continue. The agency noted several European Union countries have temporarily suspended use of the AstraZeneca vaccine after reports of blood clots in some of the people who received it. The WHO said any vaccination against COVID-19 will not reduce illness or deaths from other causes. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.